Another exciting event in Gotham City. An unveiling at Madame Soleil's Wax Museum. A tribute to the city's most illustrious crime fighter.
What did you say, Madame Soleil? The figure of Batman stolen? It's the work of the Riddler. Don't touch a thing. We'll take care of it.
Yes, Alfred.
It's the bat phone, sir.
Oh, Aunt Harriet, I forgot to tell you. Dick and I are having dinner with an old college chum of mine. He's promised to show Dick how to tie flies. He's an expert fisherman. Let's hurry, Dick, or we're going to be late.
Oh, those two. Hither, thither, and yon.
Yes, Commissioner.
The Riddler. He struck again.
Run away. To the bat poles. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move out.
Going to see the perfect crime when I get Batman in my claws.
Batman! Batman, baby! Stop! Bow! Batman, baby!
Batmobile
Road!
Hey, baby!
by the deadly weapons we hold, you'd be fools to move.
What are you doing here?
Checking out a book.
Checking out a book?
Exactly, boy wonder.
Who could explain the devious mind of an archer?
Sleeping bull. Answer. A bulldozer. Riddle me this.
What? Tell me what? Tell me what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh. Riddle me this.
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange got an egg?
The chick said, look at the orange marmalade.
Aw, oh, come on, Riddler.
A puzzle, you a puzzle, a quiz, you a quiz. I'm gonna keep you guessing like nobody's business. I'm a whiz, and my name is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Which, tell me, which is the easier to spell? Fiddly-dee or fiddly-dum?
Gee, we give up, which is easier to spell?
It's spelled with more ease.
Hey, Riddler, when's the worst weather for rats and mice?
When it's raining cats and dogs.
Why is your nose not 12 inches long?
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Gee, Riddler, you know everything.
That's right, kids. And you know why? 'Cause I'm the Riddler.
Take me back to Gotham City, Batman. Take me where the girls are pretty, Batman. All those damsels in distress, half undressed or even less, the Bat Pill makes them all say yes. Batman, help us out in Vietnam, Batman. Help us drop that bat napalm, Batman. Help us bomb those jungle towns, spreading pain and death around. Coke and candy wins them round. Batman, help us smash the Viet Cong. Batman, help us show them that they're wrong. Batman, help us spread democracy. Get them high on LSD. Make them just like you and me. Batman, show me what I have to do, Batman. 'Cause I wanna be like you, Batman. Blast your bat sign over Lime Street. Batmobiles down every crime street. Happy Bat Day! That's when I'll meet Batman.
What don't you fucking understand? You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene?
Dynamic duo against crime and corruption, whose real identities as millionaire philanthropist Bruce Wayne and his young ward Dick Grayson are known only to Alfred, the faithful butler. Ever alert, they respond swiftly to a signal from the police, and moments later, from the secret bat cave deep beneath Wayne Manor, they roar out to protect life, limb, and property as Batman and Robin, cape crime fighters. Batman and Robin, scourge of Gotham City's kooky criminals. The Joker, clown prince of crime. The Penguin, pudgy purveyor of perfidy. And the cool, cruel Mr. Freeze. Watch out, villains. Here come Batman and Robin.
Yeah. cavernous basement of this house is a strange, dimly lighted secret bat cave. Hidden headquarters of Batman, America's number one crime fighter. Batman and his two-fisted assistant, Robin, the boy wonder. Wherever crime raises its ugly head to strike, Batman and Robin strike also. Columbia Pictures presents the incomparable Batman and Robin.
Holy hole in a donut! Holy blizzard. Holy schizophrenia. Lumbago.
Opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh, boy wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, boy wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
We'll be right back.
wretched Mr. Freeze.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but we need him, and we need him now.
He's known as Bruce Wayne by day, wealthy socialite.
Gotham City, here they come.
But incognito in dress, he finds crime by night.
Gotham City, here they come.
Yes, Batman and Robin, the boy wonder at his side. He now really thinks we'll join him, better go and hide.
We need the Batman.
Sweeps across the midnight sky.
Gotham City.
Somewhere in Gotham City, it'll find the Batman.
Strange car.
No, why?
It will shake like a bat.
So when you see the Batmobile quickly pass you by, you know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry.
Like, terrible,
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
Thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Pardon, sir. It's the telephone in the study, sir.
Come on, Dick. This may lead us to a more practical lesson in loss and gain.
I'm with you. So long, Aunt Harriet.
Yes, Commissioner.
Words are superfluous, Batman. Listen.
Holy funny boy, the Joker.
Thank you.
Joker.
Deserted warehouse on the outskirts of town.
a ticking bomb spells trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy, breaking and entering. It's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl. Untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin.
Holy discontent.
Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress.
Can we talk about this later?
Will Batgirl save the dynamic duo? Will she get equal pay? Tune in tomorrow or contact the Wage and Hour Division listed in your phone book under the U.S. Department of Labor.
What's on Barbara's mind, Charlie? Is she about to go into action as that domino daredevil, Batgirl?
Batgirl, 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 Batgirl. Where do you come from? Where do you go? What is your scene, baby? We just gotta know. Batgirl, 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 Batgirl. Are you a chick who fell in from outer space? Or are you real with a tender, warm embrace?
What's the trouble? That sounds serious. We'll be right over.
What's wrong, Batman?
Someone has stolen a show from this fall's new season of ABC programs.
Holy grand larceny! Who would do such a thing?
No doubt some poor wretch who's more to be pitied than feared. Commissioner Gordon has a preview of ABC's new shows in his office right now. There's no time to lose. Let's race to the Batmobile!
This.
It's a Bat Mic Review cartridge I invented for the commissioner last week. It should have all the ABC fall shows on it. Let's check it against the schedule. Ordinarily, Robin, your Aunt Harriet and I don't permit you to watch television until after you've done your homework.
Holy rainbow. Every single program in color. That's really something. And look, our own daring adventures are on twice a week, just like last season.
Careful. Remember, Robin, a boy wonder should be modest.
This fall, new villains will pit their warped and treacherous minds against a dynamic duo.
Burgess Meredith with a new Penguin ploy.
When the night is dark and you're fast asleep, somewhere in Gotham, I quietly creep. I am the master of evil and dastardly deeds. on an innocent city I fiendishly feed.
He's the penguin.
Quack, quack, quack. That's me.
He's the penguin.
Quack, 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 quack. That's me. Batman's out to stop my wave of crime. But I manage to outwit him every time. With unequaled cunning and superior skill, when no one else can fool him, the penguin will.
He's the penguin.
Quack, quack, quack. Me.
He's the penguin.
Quack, 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 quack. My fine feathered sphinx, watch me execute the perfect crime. This jewelry store will do just fine. My umbrellas create a diversion so they can't see as I waddle out with the jewelry. Bird of all. Oh, horror of horrors! What's this I see? Can it be Batman capturing me? Great quivering icebergs! They got me in bat cuffs to cart me away, but they'll never convince the penguin that crime doesn't pay.
He's the penguin!
Next week, Michael Rennie as the Sandman teams up with the Catwoman. Next week, Eli Wallach as the frigid Mr. Freeze.
Next week, David Wayne returns as the Mad Hatter.
Next week, Cesar Romero returns as the Joker.
Batman! Batman! Batman!
ABC, where you'll see the most talked about man in television, Batman. See him in color every Wednesday and Thursday nights. We'll be right back.
of the authority vested in me, I do hereby call to order the 103rd meeting of the Batman Mystery Club. Privilege to introduce our friend Bruce Wayne, otherwise known as the Batman.
Thank you, Robin. Good evening, everybody.
Look, Bruce, it's the Bat Signal.
Yes, are you ready, Robin?
Yes, Batman. Start the nuclear power for the Batmobile?
Right again, Robin.
Okay, Batman.
Together and set the record. record straight. The spotlight of publicity is on the bad kid and the hood. You seldom hear or read about the thousands that are good. I don't say we should march all day or picket every night. I simply propose the following, a teenage bill of rights. Nothing we do should go unnoticed, not even the smallest deed, and no one should even question our color, race, or creed.
Two.
We should be recognized as leaders of tomorrow. It's just a small minority who go on causing sorrow. Us the strength we need to open any door.
Four.
We want the right to listen, the right to disagree. After all, in your Bill of Rights, it says all men are free.
Five.
Well, let us think for ourselves, to have a mind of our own. The day may not be too far off when we'll have to stand alone. When they are 18, we'll not be fighting men.
Seven.
We'll work our heads off every day and every night. Just give us what we ask for in our teenage Bill of Rights. We only ask for seven, though we know that you have 10. But should we need the other three, you'll hear from us again.
Robin escape? Can Batman find him in time? Is this the ghastly end of our dynamic duo? Answers tomorrow night, same time, same channel. One hint, the worst is yet to come.